Pesach, Tovshinayim Vov. We're here for our special shiur, Lechvoy B'Yom Tov of Pesach. We're doing our shiur one day earlier than we normally do. It's now Wednesday night. Two nights from now, in approximately 48 hours, maybe 45 hours, we will be sitting, Emir Tzashem, at the Holy Seder table. And there's so much that we could accomplish at the Seder. You know, first of all, when we talk about the Yom Tov of Pesach, there's so much to do and so much to talk about and so much that we could go on for days speaking about. Yet, we're going to speak about something that we have spoken about in the past years. That's, once again, the actual Seder that we do on the Leil Pesach. And because of this holiness, and because of the opportunity, and because of how much we could accomplish at the Seder, it is very, very worth stressing and repeating and reminding ourselves, even if we do it every single year. And the Siva Shalom discusses different aspects of the Leil HaSeder. One theme that the Siva Shalom speaks about is the theme that the Leil HaSeder, the night of the Seder, is compared to Yom HaKippurim. They are on par. There's the Leil HaSeder and Yom Kippur, and they are extremely alike, and they have a lot of similarities. One of the things we know that we actually do on the night of the Seder, many of us have a minhag to wear a kittel to the Seder, to wear a kittel during the Seder, or the Sdarim, as we would say here in Chutz La'aretz. And we wear a kittel that's white, much as we wear a kittel on Yom Kippur. Now, the kittel, being white, says in the Siva Shalom, it denotes something very, very important. The kittel symbolizes something clean, a new slate, being able to begin again. So on Yom Kippur and on the Seder night, a Yid is given the opportunity, says in the Siva Shalom, and to speak in our language, the opportunity to reset, to begin again, to start again, no matter where you're coming from, no matter where you've been, no matter what you've done. You get this opportunity, just like on Yom Kippur, it comes to the Seder night, we wear white, and that represents clean. We get a new slate, we're ready to begin again. However, there is a difference, says in Siva Shalom. And you know what that difference is? It says like this. On Yom Kippur, why do we get a clean slate? Why are we clean all of a sudden on Yom Kippur? You know why? It's because it is driven by our own actions. The result of being clean is driven by our actions, because by the time we come to Yom Kippur, we've gone through an entire Elul, we've gone through Rosh Hashanah, we've gone through the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and now here we are in Yom Kippur. And by that time, hopefully, we would have done a lot of introspection, and we would have done Tshuva. So by the time we get to Yom Kippur, our actions pay off. We did tshuva, and now we're clean. Now we are ready to begin again. Leil Pesach, the night of the Seder, and this is something you really, really need to think about and keep in mind. The Leil Pesach, the night of the Seder, is different. We know it's different in a few different ways, but it is different because our new start, the white, the kittel that we wear at the Seder, represents something that comes totally from Hashem. It is not necessarily based on our actions. It is a special grant. And just like we had a special gift from Hashem at Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because by Yetzias Mitzrayim, the great love that Hashem has for Klal Yisrael showed up in a very, very big way. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. We were down in the Memtes Shari Tumah. We were low, we were down and out. But what did Hashem tell us? Hashem, in His great love for Klal Yisrael, told us, B'ni B'chayri Yisrael, my son, my children, my firstborn, Klal Yisrael. Imagine, HaKadosh Baruch Hu called us that when we were down in the Memtes Shari Tumah. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. He did so much for us, although we were deep down in those Memtes Shari Tumah. It was a love that Hashem had for us that was totally not based on what we would perceive as reality. It was an unconditional love that Hashem had for Klal Yisrael. And it is that power and that love that renews itself every single year. And when we come to the night of Pesach, so many years later, as we will in Mirtz Hashem, this year, we are given that chance once again to reflect and to start anew. Hashem has so much love for us, the same love that He had for us then, that He's willing to now say, okay, I don't know what you've been before. I mean, I do know. Hashem, of course, knows. But right now, you could be white. You wear a kittel. That represents starting clean slate. And really, it doesn't have much to do with things that we are doing on our part. Unlike Yom Kippur, where it's based on our actions, here it's out of the great love. The opportunity is placed right before us by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there is the Vo'eso Eschem al Kanfei Mishorim. Hashem is telling us, get on the flight. Just hop on. Vo'eso Eschem al Kanfei Mishorim. I don't know if you deserve it, if you don't deserve it. We're not going to discuss that right now. But I'm going to lift you up. I'm going to take you, so to speak, up for a totally, totally new experience, a new ride. So we wear a kittel on the night of the Seder, and that represents this idea. And it reminds us that we must take full advantage of this opportunity to open a new page in our lives. And you know what else? The kittel, it actually represents even more than that. It represents the fact that there's no added color. That we're white, we're totally being mevaka, every part of ourselves, because we know what we've been. And we know where we've been throughout the past year and previously in our lives. But we're taking this night and we're going to be totally be mevaka ourselves to Hashem. And that is represented once again also by the color white. There's no me, there is no I. There's no what's in it for us. There's none of that on Pesach. On Pesach, it's white. Nothing more. There's no chametz. There's no salt. There's no spices. Nothing is added. We are telling Hashem, we are totally, totally mevatel ourselves to you. And we're accepting and we're understanding the fact that we have the opportunity to be totally new out of the great love that Hashem has for Klal Yisrael. And it's just like on Yom Kippur. It's pure, it's white, it's totally new. On Yom Kippur, though, it's interesting to note that it's the Yom HaKippurim. It is the day of Yom Kippur where we hit the climax of Yom Kippur. It's the day of Yom Kippur that's Mechaper. It's all about the day of Yom Kippur. The one time of the year, the one time that we have it, that the night is the highlight, that the night is the focus, that the night is the highest madrega, that is at the Leil HaSeder. And it's a time that we are really, really ready to accomplish so much. We just need to take advantage of it. And I was actually thinking that it's interesting that we begin the Yom Kippur and we also begin the Pesach, the inauguration, so to speak, of Pesach. We begin them both in the same way. Yom Kippur, we begin with Kol Nidre. That's how we usher in the Yom Kippur. And when it comes to the Yontif of Pesach tomorrow night, we are going to say Kol Chamira. Any chametz that we have, but it is begin, they both begin. We inaugurate it in by saying Kol, by saying everything. It is a hint to us that everything is on the line. It's everything revolves around this idea of Hashem, that we are giving over everything of ourselves to Hashem too. The Arizal tells us that there is no Zaman Simcha for the Shekhinah that is greater than the Leil HaSeder. The Arizal is brought down in the Siva Shalom on the Yontif of Pesach. There is no greater Simcha for the Shekhinah. Imagine. We're sitting there, we're doing the Seder, the Shekhinah is there with us, and there is no greater simcha for the Shekhinah ever than the night of the Seder. And we have the simcha surrounding us. Besides the geula that Hashem did for us, besides the fact that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, there is so much simcha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also called us b'ni B'chari Yisrael. And He chose us, He made us the Am HaNitchar, and we have to have, and we have gratitude for that to our Kodesh Baruch Hu on this night. The Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer tells us also that something that everybody would love to hear, and something that's good to concentrate on also, that the Oitzres of Parnassa, the storehouses of Parnassa, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets out the Parnassa to Klal Yisrael, they are all opened up on this night of the Seder too. And he says why? He says, you know what? It comes on this night of the Seder. Everybody is saying Hallel to Hashem. Once again, everybody is saying, the entire Klal Yisrael is joined in unison, and we're saying, Hallel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks down, and He opens up the Oitzres of Parnassa. And you know where this all began? This began when Yitzchak Avinu gave the brachos to Yaakov Avinu. And Yitzchak told Yaakov, Yitel Lecho Alekim, Mital HaShemayim Shmanei Haaretz, and He gave him all the brachos of Ruchnias and Gashmias. And all the brachas that went to Yaakov Avinu, this all took place on the first day of Pesach. So once again, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at us, and He sees us at the Seder, and He sees us in white, and He sees us ready to begin anew, ready to make ourselves connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem tells us once again, He looks at us and He says, you are my children. I want to give you Parnassa. I want to open the Oitzres of Parnassa. But as we say, every year, we have tremendous opportunities. And we can really, really do so much. But we cannot be asleep at the wheel. We cannot sleep through the Leil Pesach. We cannot let the Seder pass us by, and we cannot pass by the Seder, because again we miss out on tremendous opportunities in life. So when it comes to the Seder this year, Manishtana, what's going to be different for everybody who watches this year? We're going to have something else that's different. Now we're going to come to the Seder this year concentrating and thanking Hashem for everything that He's done for us, and also expressing our gratitude, Hallel to Hashem, for giving us this opportunity. Hashem, we're ready to start anew. We're ready to be all yours. And let this taka be the year of Geula, where Hashem looks at us and says, okay, it is time once again to bring my children back to Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, B'mher V'yameinu, Amen. Chag Kosher V'sameach to everybody.